98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Russell's here. Are you excited? Well, good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to Matchy Matchy, one of the most chaotic games on the radio. It's your chance to win amazing prizes. We give you three words. You have to shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with one of ours, either myself or Russell this morning, you could be winning all of these.
Splashy, splashy, on Matchy Matchy.
Jump into your new pool. It's easy to construct and it's the perfect fun for your back garden.
Nice. Enjoy a smoothie with your new NutriBullet.
Answer your door with a Ring doorbell.
And blast away that grime with your new power washer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
You know you're getting old when you're really excited about a power washer. Like, I had all of them, they're all great, but the power washer for me now.
There's nothing more satisfying than using a power washer.
This is true.
On a dirty patio.
Good morning to Ross. Ross, where are you in Dublin this morning?
Morning, Rebecca. We're in Tent Below.
Oh, very good. Ross, have you power hosed your driveway recently?
I did a few weeks ago, but I'm really hoping Seb wins it because he'll have a summer job then and he can do all the neighbours.
Okay, so Seb is your son. What age is Seb?
11.
Seb's playing Matchy Matchy with Ross this morning. What are you lads doing for the weekend?
Just going to chill out. Might play a little bit of tennis, but Seb's finishing up school today, so it's the end of fifth class for him for this year, so he's really excited.
Oh my gosh, it's a big day. That school's out for the summer and you're on air playing Matchy Matchy.
What a treat.
That's what you want. Guys, who would you like to play with this morning, myself or Russell?
Oh, I'm sorry, Russell. It's going to have to be Rebecca.
Oh, okay. Going to the boots. Okay, I'll be back.
Ross, here we go. Let's see how this goes. Okay, Ross and Seb. Rebecca is safely out of the room. And I've got the words here for you. How are you feeling? Excited?
Very excited.
Fantastic. Okay. Your first word is nut.
Nut.
N-U-T.
Nut. We'll go Nutella.
Yeah.
I can't help but sing Rihanna when I hear Ella. A. Your second word is park.
Park. We'll go park bench.
Park bench. Okay, Ross and Seb, your third word is 20.
20.
Matchy, matchy. Lovely stuff. Okay, so let's go through those again. I said nut, you said Ella. Your second word was park, and you said bench. And then 20, and you said 20. Do you want to lock those answers in?
Yeah.
Lock them in, please.
Lock them in, okay. We're locking those in and we're going to bring Rebecca Shackleton back into the room. Oh, there she is. Proper pep in her step there this morning.
Oh, I've got the Friday feeling.
Oh, you ready now? Okay.
I'm back from that booth.
How was it in there?
Yeah, really nice this morning. Quite relaxing.
Okay. Let's see if you can get a matchy-matchy this morning for Ross and Seb. Your first word is nut.
Nut.
N-U-T.
See, I have something in my head, but it's not a word on its own, so I don't think that would be a good answer. Nut. Nut.
Nut.
Nutcracker.
Nutcracker. Your second word is park.
Park. Park. Park bench.
And your third word to Matchy Matchy this morning is 20.
Another number.
Another one.
20.
These are tough.
Yeah, because the next one I'm thinking of in my head is two words, so that's not going to work. 20. No, I'm just repeating 20. Hang on. 25. Yeah, I'm just going to say 25 because that's the year.
The year? Okay. Kind of. Let's see if you have managed a matchy-matchy.
Oh, God.
For Ross and Seb.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Oh. They were so tough this morning.
They were really hard words this morning. You did get one, though.
Okay, what did we match on?
You obviously like leisurely park benches.
Oh, we both said park bench.
Said park bench. For Nut, they said Ella, like Nutella.
Nutella! Yes. I was going to say Nut Grove, like the shopping centre. Yeah.
One of your favourites. And then for 20, they said 2020.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it. Guys, I'm so sorry we couldn't do it, but we're going to send you out a 19FM goodie bag.
Thanks, million.
Guys.
Wait, can we give a quick shout out?
Of course.
Of course you can.
Gran and granddad who are listening now, and my cousins, auntie and uncle, Jenny, Ben, Ethan and Laura, who are listening right now.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thank you for listening. And Seb, happy last day in school.
Enjoy your summertime.
98FM. All day, big breakfast. 98FM's Worldwide Red. With the number 7 Future Renew Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science. 98FM.
Rebecca, you've got some news on a celebrity engagement?
Yes, I do. First up, though, earlier on this week, we're having the chats about how this lady is set to be a contestant on the US Traitors.
Why are you asking her that? He doesn't.
Maura Higgins is apparently taking a break from her hosting duties on Love Island USA After Sun to take part in the show. And now the full lineup has apparently been leaked.
Allegedly.
I do love how the US Traitors is a little different to the UK version. It's all celebrities, a lot of reality stars, and it's hosted by Alan Cumming.
Who's amazing at it.
He's so theatrical. And he was so amazing in Spice World, the movie.
He really was. I think that it was his second best role after the Traitors.
Yeah, so here are some of the highlights of the people who are apparently going into the castle, right? From the Bravoverse, all the Bravo shows, Lisa Rinna, Candace from The Real Housewives of Potomac, Portia from Atlanta, and apparently Dorinda Medley, who lots of people will know from The Real Housewives of New York. She might be getting a second chance at the show or a second shot. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but she was in the last season for a while.
They like doing this and having someone almost carry over from the series prior.
Yeah, they did it before with one of the gals who was on Below Deck. So listen, you never know what's going to happen. There's a couple of people from Survivor and Big Brother in the States I'm not too familiar with. But someone from The Bachelor, Colton Underwood, is apparently going in. Maura from Love Island. Monet Exchange.
Oh, yes. Everyone's favourite drag queen, yeah.
Yeah, from RuPaul's Drag Race. Mark Ballas from Dancing with the Stars US. And Johnny Weir, who is an Olympian.
Oh, yes. He's a figure skater. He's fantastic, yes.
Now, the random person, though, who I wasn't expecting to be on a reality show is Travis Kelce's mum, Donna.
Okay, is this a bit like Gary Lineker's brother suddenly appearing on things?
Yeah,
like,
is
she famous in any way?
Travis and the brother have that really big podcast.
Of course.
So I'd say they're always chatting with the mum. So the mum is apparently doing Celebrity Traitors.
When
I saw Traitors US,
I saw the photo of the lineup and I thought it was Jackie Weaver. Do you remember You Do Not Have the Authority, Jackie Weaver? I thought it was her originally.
That was everywhere.
Yes.
There was a town hall, the big row on Zoom.
She's the image of her.
Yeah, they do look alike, actually, now that you say it. Next up, Dua Lipa and Callum Turner have confirmed their engagement.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, they're a great couple. They've been dating since January 2024. Dua Lipa's currently in the middle of her world tour. She's coming to the Aviva very soon.
Yeah, like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, later on this
next
month.
Next Friday, I think it is. Yeah.
In an interview with Vogue, she said, "We're engaged. It's very exciting. I never really understood the weight of it, this decision to grow old together." And she said it's a very special feeling. And she's obsessed with the custom ring that Callum had made for her. But they don't have any plans for the wedding just yet.
Yeah, get the tour out of the way.
Yeah,
please.
And then they can go into the wedding planning, which really is a full-time job in
it
itself.
It really is. I'm actually quitting my job just to plan mine because it takes so long.
Russell's in the middle of it. Finally this morning, she is the star of one of the best TV shows ever. as well as And Just Like That.
I love the way you've ranked the two shows just there. The best one and this other show.
She's also been holidaying here in Ireland for years. But if you ever do bump into Sarah Jessica Parker in person, you might be able to get her autograph, but don't get your hopes up for a photo.
Do people still collect autographs? It's all about the selfie.
It really is. Well, Sarah Jessica was a guest on the Howard Stern show this week, and she explained why she doesn't love in-person pictures.
I wish people asked for autographs, Howard. No one asks for autographs anymore.
They selfies. Oh, don't you hate that?
So here's what I've been trying to do, because I was just at the airport on Friday. A woman came up to me, and she didn't say hello. She just said, can I take your picture?
Okay.
And I said, we didn't even meet. You didn't even introduce yourself. What's your name?
Right.
When you tell me your name, I'm going to tell you no. But we're going to have a conversation.
Can you imagine?
And I guarantee you it's going to be so much more meaningful. I said, but I have to get food for my family first, Julie. And she said, I'm over there with a bunch of Minnesotans. And I said, okay, I will be back. My brother and I got food. And then we came back and we talked to everybody at the table.
So have a conversation, introduce yourself, and don't ask for a selfie.
And also don't call her Carrie, which I'm sure happens to her all the time.
I'd say so. One of my friends bumped into Sarah Jessica Parker while on her J1 in the Hamptons. I think she goes there as well as going to Donegal, and asked for a picture. And Sarah was really lovely about it. And she said, I'm with my kids.
Wow.
I don't. Yeah.
I love that energy.
Yeah. She's just like, I'd rather. No.
Her own terms. That's how you do. That's how you showbiz.
Fair enough. That's showbiz, baby.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.